Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Statesman's Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, and country. Today is Thursday, January 16th, 2014, and my name is Sally Baptist. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Tonight we have a new show. It's called Smart Talk Elections 2014, Know Your Candidate. Hosts are going to be Sherry Smart and Neil Rice. Before we get started, I have to tell you, it looks like Blog Talk Radio is acting up just a hair. So I'm going to ask those of you that are out in the queue right now to hang up and try to call back in. It's not letting me open the mics. Something is going wrong here, and I may have to actually call back in myself. So if anybody, listeners, if you hear a little bit of dead air time, please don't go away. We'll be right back. I'm trying to find out what the problem is with Blog Talk Radio tonight. Every now and again, it does this, and I don't have any special messages or alerts from Blog Talk Radio telling me there's a problem, but there seems to be one. So if you're in the queue out there, hang up and dial in again, and let's see if I can't get you connected in here correctly. Something, it isn't giving me the option to open the mic. And you can't talk if I can't open the mic. So try to call back in, and then if that still doesn't work, I'm going to have to get the help desk involved and see what's going on. It still is doing it. This is strange. Okay. This is very weird. Obviously, you can hear me because you were out there. Hey, I see Miss Texas out there in the chat room already. Miss Texas, can you hear us okay? Or hear me, I should say. I can't get the other people on the line. Let's see here. In fact, let's see. This, like I said, this is kind of strange. Okay. News Texas can hear us, but it's not letting me open the lines for the other callers. They're out there for the two hosts, I should say. They're not letting me put you online. This is very strange. Let me see what the live support says. So hold on, and I'm going to talk a little bit as I'm trying to get this resolved. Nothing simple in this world. Okay. This was the first. This would happen on the first night we're doing the show. Okay. Once again, I'm trying to reach the help desk, online help desk here with Blog Talk Radio to see what the problem is. Okay. As I'm telling them, I am on the air now. Yeah, but I cannot open the mic. Or the callers for my guests. What is wrong with Blog Talk Radio tonight? Okay. Let's see what kind of answer they give me, but in the meantime, what I was going to kind of go over before we get the show really running here is we decided, you know, obviously election 2014 is important, and people need to really be engaged. You need to know what these people stand for. You need to own your vote. You need to vote for Florida. You need to vote for America. Yet we can't keep letting the same garbage go on. And we have to just realize everything that has gone haywire in our country. Now, tonight, I know that Sherry and Neil are going to talk a lot about, the land grab that's going on here in Florida, where you have governmental agencies coming up buying up private property all over the place, and you know they don't want the peasants to own land and this kind of thing. So we have to find out. They're going to talk about what's happening with the land grab, and then we need to get into the facts. What questions you should be asking the candidates about this massive land grab, how this impacts your rights to own property in this state. And also, where do they stand? Which ones support this land grab stuff? Which ones don't? and take it on to that. In future shows, we're going to be having more and more candidates on and this kind of thing. So that's where we're going with it. And hold on, let me see if I can't figure out what's going on next here. Again, I apologize for this delay, but it's a technical glitch for Blog Talk Radio. Hold on. They have told me to test something, and we're going to see if that does the trick. Let's hope it does. And it's still doing something. I'm trying to update the screen. And see what it does. But continuing on while I'm waiting for this thing to update. This is so annoying why this would happen on the very first show like this. The other thing, when talking about the vote, we need to realize how much of this government has been taken over by quasi-governmental agencies, people that you don't even elect. These people are all appointed, and they make laws. We totally ignore the role of what the Congress is supposed to do. And it's like, and the sad fact is so many Americans don't have a clue what the different levels of government are, what the White House is compared to the Congress. Who's supposed to make laws? Congress, not the White House, not these quasi-governmental agencies. And when it comes to these agencies, of course, we've got the health care. We see what they're doing, making their own laws. We've also got the Department of Education. We've got EPA. They're all making laws, and none of these people are elected by us. And they totally bypass and circumvent the Congress, who's supposed to be making the laws. The whole thing is just, it's outrageous as to what's happening. And that's why we've got to really get engaged in what's happening and take it to the ballot box. We have got to take back the ballot box. You'll see the Battle of Athens, Tennessee. This was like 1946, where they corrupted the ballot box. We have to do that again today. We have got to own that ballot box. We've got to get past this crazy corruption of these political parties and this type of thing. And the other thing that I'm hoping that if we don't get into it tonight at any point, but we'll definitely talk about it on another show talking about the elections, the impact of amnesty on the ballot box. Because now we've got the GOPers out there wanting to go do amnesty because they have to get the Latino vote. They don't care about the American vote. Who cares about the American voters, right? What are we doing here? They care about the illegal Latino vote. It's totally nuts. That's another piece of this that we have to discuss. And it's all more proof that the GOP has totally flipped its lid and needs to be replaced. So I'm going to try this one more time here and see what's happening. Whoops, that may have done something totally different there. And now I'm going to get back on with my chat and say that didn't do the job. That did not correct the problem. And the only thing I know to do, and this is really so frustrating, let's see if she comes up with any other answer. Yes. I do apologize to Sherry and Neil. This is not the way to get the new show started. And you're more than welcome to talk, but nobody can hear you. But okay. This is just unbelievable that it's doing this. Let's see what else she has to say. Okay. So she's asking, as one of the callers I can bring on live now to test it. I guess. Let's see here. Okay, she wants to talk with one of you two, and what if she talks to Neil? Neil, go ahead, and I'm going to tell her she's going to talk to you, or she's going to attempt to. So be prepared. You may hear Kathy. Kathy Tyson is the lady who's assisting us with Blog Talk Radio. We're going to get this figured out, people. We're going to. Thank goodness we've got 2 hours.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Neil, I hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, well, you're on, so I will. While she's working on this other stuff, I may ask her to bring the other lady on as well, bring Sherry on, see if she can open Sherry up as well.
Please,
doing it the
yeah.
other way. That would be nice. Because it's just strange. It truly isn't giving me the option to click on it. Now it's not even letting me go back to her. This is bad. but anyway, Neil, while we're getting Sherry on here, welcome again. And, you know, this is going to be a good thing. I haven't had problems on the Thursday show in a long time. The last time we had these kind of problems with Blog Talk Radio was when they were doing a lot of upgrades and there were just glitches as they were getting it up and running. Not as bad as Obamacare, but there were just, you know, little things for the first few weeks that they had it up and running. But I'm going to ask the person who's assisting me to see if they can get Sherry online too. But if you wanted to kind of start talking a little bit about what's going on with the land grab, you're more than welcome to, or just what you're thinking about the new show, what your expectations are, that kind of thing, to fill in the airtime while I'm fixing this.
Right, okay. Well, this is Neil Rice. Of course, I'm in Florida. And with elections coming up, and they are right around the corner, it's not just the 2014 election, because what is happening, if we don't get that primary right, the election isn't going to mean anything. We have got to get the right people in place with the primary so that we know when we vote for the 2014 election that we have got the right people. We want constitutional people, people that are going to work for the people that voted them into office and stop the fraud and the lies and all these unconstitutional acts that they are doing against the people. And in the state of Florida, this is going to be so important this year, because this election, I cannot stress enough, if we don't get it right this time, Florida is gone. That is how much corruption we have in Tallahassee. Not just Tallahassee, of course, but at our local level of governments.
And I guess the question, when I think of, and, you know, you and Sherry are talking to people all across the state, I'm talking to a lot of people, especially with the candidates as well, but primarily here in Central Florida. When you look at who's out there right now, in your honest opinion, how many people that are in office today would you reelect? I mean, I know I wouldn't reelect Governor Scott, and I wouldn't elect Pam Bondi, that's for sure. I don't know. Right now, I don't know any of them I would reelect.
I have to be real honest with you. With all the intense research that I've been doing over the last few years, there is no one. It is that bad in the state of Florida, that bad, even with the few new people that we got in the 2012 election. They have all turned their backs on us completely, and I do mean completely. And very unfortunately now, Tallahassee, the GOP, has elected a new Senate president for Tallahassee. He's not even up for election this time. He's got two more years to go. And his name is Andy Gardner. And Andy Gardner is appalling. This man, he is corrupt, immoral, evil, beyond words.
Okay.
And they have also elected a new GOP House Speaker, Steve Crisafelli. Both of them. Yes?
Excuse me for just a minute. Sherry, you should be on now. Can you hear us?
I can definitely. I've been hearing you all along. I was just wondering if I was going to be silent all night.
No.
And that's
okay,
because Neil is on a roll. I'm sitting here going, yes, girl, tell them. We need to just start calling them out for what they are. And, you know, people always talk about not sugarcoating, but being reasonable and holding your hand out. We need to compromise and don't be uncompromising. You know what? We've tried that. I mean, I was a member of the REC. I tried all that, and I left. I left the party.
Mm-hmm.
Because no one is listening. They do not care. And I don't care what they call themselves. They are nothing but progressives. They have forgotten and abandoned our values. It's almost like when the Democrats, you know, you look at someone and say, well, why are you a Democrat? Well, because my mom and my dad was, and da-da-da-da. And then you look around. My sister was a Democrat, and she realized that that party had abandoned her. So she became a Republican. Now she's having to leave that party. We keep getting driven out by these progressives.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to call them out. And Neil, you were on a roll. Go ahead. I was just really enjoying what you were saying.
Okay.
Also, the GOP elected a House Speaker, Steve Crisafelli. And between him and this new Senate president, they are advocates for regionalism. Rick Scott promotes and supports regionalism through his Enterprise Florida, Inc., his Workforce, Inc., Gary Scoop, his pal,
now,
goes
Neil,
all over the state.
Now, you need to make it real clear to people that are not aware, because regionalism sounds like, what's the big deal? The Atlantic region, the Pacific region, businesses do it all the time. Explain to people what's going on locally with regionalism and where it really originated from.
All right. Well, regionalism came from the Soviet Union, and we all see how well it worked over there.
Right.
And what happens with regionalism, it has no boundaries. In other words, you can live in a county, but you can have a cluster of other counties. You can even be a cluster of states. It can cross state lines.
And
what happens is you lose your voice. You lose your representation at your local level. And in the state of Florida, we are totally under regionalism. They are, I forgot how many different plans there are. I sit in Taylor County, and I am with eight other counties, and two of them cross the state Georgia line, and it's called our region tomorrow. I have tried to make our Board of Commissioners understand that they are being used as stepping stones, because once all of this is into play, they are going to have to do exactly what these regional councils tell them to do. And according to the U.S. Constitution, regionalism is against the law. That is Article 4, Section 4. I hope people look this up.
Well,
because
so the TPPs, they were supposed to be illegal as well. And you just saw where Governor Scott expanded that.
Oh, yeah.
Private-public partnerships.
Yeah, House Bill 85, he expanded that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he can expand all he wants, because I hope to be able to really expand him right out of office.
Yeah, exactly.
But then Charlie Crist, our former governor, he was another one. He was all into these PPPs, Enterprise Florida, all of them.
Right.
So we have really got to wake the people up, because these two high-profile, supposedly, candidates that have all the money and the backing of the parties, we have to stop voting for a party, people. We have got to start looking at the candidates, asking questions. And when people talk to you, don't listen to the TV set, please, or the newspaper. Talk to people. Get some input from them. And then go home, get on your computer, and look up different things. This is the only way we're going to lose our state come this next year, election. Florida is way ahead of any other state in the nation for United Nations Sustainable Development. And Rick Scott said, he promised us, there will be no Agenda 21 in the state of Florida.
See, how's that looking for you, Florida?
Yep. Well, I'm sorry, folks.
It's everywhere. Yeah.
Yep, he lied to you. He lied. Yep.
Well, you know, getting back to what you're talking about, getting the voters informed, you know, it's interesting. There's so much going on, and I'm hoping that people that are listening that are going to participate and vote will get out a little notepad and paper and pen and write down some of the questions that they need to be asking their elected officials. And then once they've got their answers, because I'm telling you now, I just campaigned for two people that were just put into office. They've been in a little over a year. They have both signed on to this regionalism, and they're not batting an eye. These were people that I thought had some integrity and honesty, and they are not. Once they get in, it seems once they get elected, they forget about the promises, and they forget about the people. They just flat forget about the people and our rights. Now, I don't know what we can do about that. That seems to be a conversation for another day. But we really need to have an action plan for those types of people as well.
Well, one thing I would like to see, when you mentioned about people writing things down,
yes.
I would love for the people that listen to any of these radio shows, and they're wondering about the candidates, or they have questions and they don't know where to go or, you know, to get an answer or to get some advice to help them do some research. I would like to see them write those questions down and ask us.
Absolutely.
So we could tell them where to go on the computer to look it up. Don't take our word for it. You know, go right to their websites,
yes,
look up information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because that's
and
the thing,
they know.
To really open up their eyes. That's the amazing thing. I was talking to Neil earlier this week, Sally, that I had gone to one of my city commission meetings on Monday, and I had requested on December the 20th a one-on-one meeting with them for an hour to discuss greenways, blueways, trails, and regionalism. And I had not received anything back from City Hall regarding that. So I got up and talked in public comment and made that statement that I contacted you on December 20th about this, and now you're voting for it tonight. There's vital information you need to know before you take this vote. They could have cared less. By the time I was finished with my public comment and left, I had about 20 people stop me and ask me, you know, what are you talking about? Because I had mentioned in public comment, this is coming from the government websites, people. This is not me making things up. This is real, and it's right here, right now. And up on the dais with the city attorney, they're trying to buy more land affronting a river, and they've got this gap of land that they have to close up and buy before both sides of all that waterway is totally government-owned. And then our city attorney said, well, they were talking about the amount of homes that were there. And he said, oh, well, we'll just change the codes and ordinances to get them off their land. Now, I'm sitting there with the hair on the back of my neck getting up, and I'm looking around thinking, is anybody paying attention to what he just said? He's talking about manipulating the law to steal from you. And the commissioners never batted an eye. They were okay with this. What happens if it was their home? Because this
well,
law has
a...
I was just going to say they got this. They put themselves up on a pedestal, and they have become the nobility that we said we weren't going to have in this government. They all
think
they're royalty and above us, and this is just the attitude: we're the peasants, and they're going to throw us the crumbs.
One of the commissioners called me up later on and told me she was not going to sit in the one-on-one with me. She just wanted to have lunch, and she was going to tell me over lunch that she was not going to abide by any of this. And I said, no, we are sitting in City Hall. I want it on the record. And she said, well, this is my signature piece of legislation. This is my baby. And I busted out laughing. I said, how could this possibly be your baby? This was Nixon's baby. This is how ignorant they are and so full of themselves. And then she told me, well, you know, I have the power of the button. I have the power of the vote. And I thought, yes, you do. But that pendulum that we've got right now going on at the top of our government all the way down to the bottom of our government, that pendulum has swung so far that people are getting angry. And when it swings so far, you know momentum, you know physics, it's going to swing back. And when it does, it's going to swing with a vengeance and heads will roll. Those very same people, they think that we're not paying attention, that we're not taking names. You don't think those very same people are going to end up in court one day having to look at us and pay for what they're doing now? They think that day is never coming. It's coming.
Oh, yeah. Everybody out here is talking different plans, and we're going to be setting them into place. It's going to take a while, but
right.
I don't mind seeing my couple commissioners that don't want to hear from me anymore and don't want to hear anything on the subject and don't want any questions or anything. And he's an elderly gentleman, and it wouldn't bother me one bit to send him to prison long enough and he can pass away there and they can bury him out in a prison yard for all I care, because this is treason. Regionalism, people, is communism.
And that's treason.
Yep.
Absolutely. So, Neil, you are a wealth of information. You've done countless hours and hours and hours on research. Can you explain to people a little bit about, it's hard to get you started because it's such an involved system, but can you talk to people about just the top area of greenways, blueways, and trails?
Mm. Right. Let me try here.
I know.
Just
it's
like
hard
you said, it is huge. The big thing, people have got to stop and listen to this part first. As far as our land and our waters that are being attacked, and I do mean attacked,
yes.
They want to own the land. They want to see us in cities. They want us off the country or different things like that, because stop and think, if we're all in confined high density cities, they no longer have to spend money on water, sewage, electrical lines, cable lines of any kind. They don't have to have school buses anymore. Look at the billions, and I do mean hundreds of billions of dollars, that they are going to save. But at the same time, you're still going to be paying the same. In fact, you're going to be paying more. This
Absolutely.
Is a money-making deal
paying,
for them.
Right, and then there are studies being done now to show that what they think that they're going to gain by stockpiling us all in one little place, stack them and pack them, is actually worse for the environment than if we were spread out.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's much
worse.
They're
causing more damage. So the very thing that they're saying they want to save us from, they're creating it.
Mm-hmm. No question about it. I mean, just take New York City. Please take it. I call that cockroach city. I mean,
yeah.
When you have to go underground to live, you have a problem, okay?
Yeah.
But there again, look at the high crime rate. Look at the corruption. I would love to know how many people are in jails in New York City. It has to be phenomenal, you know. And just stop and think now, if you had an outbreak of some type of disease, when you're all jammed together, everybody's going to have a problem.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, no question about it. And it's not going to be a happy setting. I think you would definitely see a lot more angry people. And they're not going. You're not going to be able to have pets.
No.
They're not going to be allowed. So anybody that is like me and loves their little dog or whatever you have, you can forget it. There are going to be no pets because there will be no land for them to go to. That's why all these communities that they set up, they do it within the city and they put in parks. They do what they call splash pads with all this equipment for kids to play on. And a splash pad is a water fountain that can be set up in different forms for them to play. There is going to be nothing. You won't have a backyard anymore. I mean, it's going to be miserable. And the one thing I had asked my commissioners in the very beginning, we have an enormous amount of churches in Taylor County. And I said to them when I saw this map, I said, well, please tell me another thing. Where do these churches fit in? How are you going to get these churches into these small urban settlements that you plan on having that are shown on this map? Nobody will answer me because they don't believe in religion. They don't
right.
believe in God. They don't believe in the Constitution. Now, people can say this is all crazy, but there's over 3,000 people now in the state of Florida that have lost their properties and more that are losing them again.
Right.
This starts a lot with environmental groups because all this thing was based on was to use the environment in order to do a one-world government. If you ever notice when you're watching TV, as many people do, or you're reading in the paper, every time you see global, global, and international, you better stop and think about it because they're talking one-world government. And they're using the environment.
And just think about that for a moment. Can you imagine the rotten mess we're in already with just our government? Can you imagine a world government trying to control everything on the planet?
No.
You talk about your humanity disappearing overnight. That'll do it.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
No.
But these environmental groups now, especially in Florida, I would like to bring this up, because we're going to see it on the 2014 ballot, too, and we're going to be getting information out on that constantly. We have a 1,000 Friends of Florida. They are one of the groups and key people roles they play as far as helping to get funding for these greenways and blueways. Then we have the Nature Conservancy. They are the richest, and they deal directly with the United Nations. Then we have Florida Forever. Florida Forever is so corrupt with all the rest of them, it's unbelievable. They are the largest land acquisition organization in the country. They own one-third of the state of Florida. Do me a favor, as you're listening to this, picture the state of Florida in your mind, just the outline of it. Now, take away a third of it. Start at the bottom. It doesn't matter where you start at. Just take away a third. That's how much land they own. This land comes off the tax rolls. That is lost revenue. And as far as counties go, some counties, they have hardly any land left at all because they own so much. So what happens to these people? Lost revenue. They need it for their schools, their police department, their hospitals, all these different types of things, fire departments. So then you end up paying for it again in higher taxes. Palm Beach, their city council is talking about not raising taxes, but putting a fee on every single person's home of $300.
And that's not a tax, huh?
No, no. That's like Charlie Crist. When Charlie Crist did the vehicle registration that we're paying so highly for now, I watched his interview on this, and they had mentioned to him about his promise not to raise taxes, and they brought this vehicle registration tax up, which it amounted to close to $2.5 billion more. And it was for him to help with his budget is why he did it. And anyway, he says, well, that wasn't a tax. And he said, you don't have to drive, and I almost fell off my chair.
Don't you love it? The arrogance.
And this man is coming back to run again. And then, of course, he put the dollar a pack on cigarettes. I noticed he didn't touch liquor or wine or anything like that, you know, because, of
course,
he drank.
No, in Florida, he would have a real revolution on his hands if he did that.
I mean, it's unbelievable, and these people don't stand for the Second Amendment, right? They don't stand for anything. But now that the GOP has elected these two despicable people, Andy Gardner and Steve Crisafelli, you will never see a decent bill come out of Tallahassee again. You're not going to see it. So we've got to make sure that we have someone in the government, in the governor's seat, that will not sign a bill. Because Andy Gardner, the new Senate president, is an advocate cyclist, and he wants bike paths, bike paths, bike paths. He has set aside with the legislators, $50 million to close the little gaps that are in what they call the coast-to-coast trail. That is from the Gulf to the Atlantic, 275 miles of bike and walk path. You've got to be kidding me. I want to see how many people can actually do that.
Well, especially when you're thinking about how many months in Florida can you really tolerate that kind of heat and get out there and do it? I mean, I know from June, end of June, all the way to almost October here, it's very difficult on you to be outside, let alone on these bike paths.
Yeah, and it's not just that. It's just that the money, the billions of dollars, and the Florida Department of Transportation, they are all behind Agenda 21 doing their enhancement program for livable neighborhoods and communities. Now, getting back to the environmental groups, besides 1,000 Friends of Florida, the Nature Conservancy, what did I say, Florida Forever?
Right.
You have Enterprise Florida. Now, Enterprise Florida is Rick Scott's thing. He sits on the CEO of that. And they promote regionalism. Our legislators created this organization about 22 or 23 years ago. And they were supposed to have met 50% of their goals. They work on economic development, jobs and so forth, and they haven't even met 15% of their goal in that length of time, and they're giving out thousands, tens of thousands of dollars in bonuses. People, that is our tax dollar. We are paying for this organization. We are paying their salary, the building they work with, anything they use, all the trips that they make to Europe. And they have been making some trips because they are getting foreign investors to come into Florida.
Right.
And they say, oh, it's a job creator. Oh, really? Then how come they're bringing their own people? And they're going to be taking care of it for so many years. Like for one is coming in, they have a proposal with the Department of Transportation on doing a new toll road. But they're going to come over here and do that. Now, who's going to collect the money from that toll road? Are these big foreign investors going to get that money? Is it going back to the state where it should be? And why are we being charged to use our own roads? We already pay for that in taxes. And if they can't spend the money the right way, the correct way, then we don't need them, do we?
Now, that's the big question. We don't need them, do we?
Nope. Now, sure don't.
Now, how many people know that much about candidates that are not your RRD candidate? How many people know about someone like Adrian Wiley?
Well, he's getting out there. I can tell you something personal about him. I've known Adrian for about 6 years. Long before he decided to run for governor of Florida. And this man is a strict constitutionalist. He is a Christian. And he understands what's going on in the state. He knows these organizations. He knows what they're doing. He knows who's connected.
So it wouldn't take him a lot to get up to speed once he was in office?
No. No. The man is brilliant. He really is. But like he said, he finally decided, he said, I have to run. He said, because we're going to lose our state, and no truer words have ever been spoken.
Right.
Now, Rick Scott, he has taken $30 million from the Chinese so we can do Chinese charter schools. No oversight.
Doesn't it? Well, they want to educate their future workers, the Chinese, you know.
Yeah. And not only that, as they come over here, then they buy up these foreclosures. The banks are selling to them. So now they're landowners. They're not even citizens. I mean, this whole thing is scary. We also have Gulen schools here. They're Turkish schools. They're charter schools. No oversight. Our kids are in real trouble. They are.
Yeah, they really are. They're really being pushed down to the bottom rung.
Mm-hmm. But on these greenways that they created, the state of Florida, we lead the nation in greenways. Greenways are a bicycle path for walking, hiking, jogging, no non-motorized type of travel is what it is. And normally they hook up to land, a conservation land that's already existing, or they have a priority list right now. Florida Forever does a huge priority list. And so they set this up so they can keep connecting. But they also connect to national parks, state parks, and by the way, we lead the nation in state parks. We have 161 in Florida. And preserves they hook up to, reserves, other greenways, and blueways. Blueways, in case anybody has never heard of them, they cover waterways like our coastline, lakes, rivers, streams. It is full control and management. And the DEP, the Department of Environmental Protection, they are right at the top. They work with the Department of Transportation, our agricultural department here. We have so much corruption in this state, people, that it's unbelievable. And that's why it is so incredibly important that we get this primary right. We're not going to clean it all up the first time, but we have an opportunity to make an enormous dent to slow it down.
Yeah, and that's what we need, time to slow it down.
Yep, and then keep going from there. But right now, the greenways in Florida, they own over 25.62 million acres of land, and they are going after as much as they can. They've got a priority list of stuff that they're doing to go after more.
Well, you got to hand it to them. When they make their little list, they're pretty good at checking it off.
Oh, yeah.
And we've for such a long time, not been really aware of it. And then it started out, you know, this started out in the 80s, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
they had such a long time to infiltrate every single group. Now, the thing that I wanted you to go into more in depth, Neil, is about how all of our elected officials, once they get elected, they go off for training to be educated. And it's every single place where they're educated, this training ground that they're training our newly elected officials on are all based on communism.
Right.
So here we have these little green, you know, freshly faced, scrub faces of freshmen coming in that really don't know anything. We send them off to be indoctrinated. Before you know it, you don't recognize them anymore because they're falling for these lies. Because they're not educated enough to know and to raise their hand and say, wait a minute, where's the Constitution in all of this that you're teaching me? I did have one commissioner who told me when she got back that she did ask that question. And this was with the National League of Cities. And they were doing a class, and she raised her hand and said, well, wait a minute, this is in direct opposition to the Constitution. They told her in that class, you leave the Constitution out of it. It has nothing to do with what we do here.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of standing up and picking up her books and leaving the class, she continued to sit there. Now, on the 3 years later, I don't recognize this person anymore. That's
well, see, when these new people go, yeah, when they go up there too, whether it's to the state capitol or to the federal capitol,
right, that's what I'm talking about.
If they don't play ball with the party, I know a couple of congressmen that lost their office. They took it away from them. And
right.
they take off the committees. They don't let them get involved
in anything.
They give them
no power and no authority.
Right.
Right.
And unfortunately, a big part of this is the staffers.
Oh, that's a whole other topic, yes.
Yes, and that goes for Tallahassee and especially Washington. When a congressman or a senator is not reelected, they lose their office, they leave for some reason, their time expires, whatever. That should end those staffers' career right there,
same
as the representative. Because these are the people that tell him what he should do and what he shouldn't. They have more power than
yep.
the people we are electing.
If you go to any one of your municipalities, I know here where I live, I was talking to one of the staffers, and she told me that she ran the city.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She was serious, and she did. It wasn't the commissioners. It wasn't the city manager. It was this one staffer who had been there such a long time. She knew where all the bodies were buried.
Yeah.
And we have to look at that. We've got to have people, we've got to get our voters to the point where they know the kind of questions to ask. They can't
mm-hmm.
look like deer in headlight any longer. We don't have the time for that. We've got to get people that are courageous, that are going to stand up and question and then challenge. So it's going to be the voters have got a big job ahead of them.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But we have got to do something, and I'm all behind Adrian Wiley for governor because I believe in my heart everything that I have seen over the last few years of research and keeping up with everybody, if we don't get him in there, we're done.
Well,
we are absolutely done.
And then once we get someone like an Adrian Wiley in office, then we have to really, that's, our job is not done then. Then we have
oh,
to
no.
That, see, and that's, I'm afraid, that's what a lot of voters think. They think, okay, I voted for my guy, now I can sit back and relax. Well, no, you've got to be there helping him, because think about all the powerful lobbyists. They're going to be beating on his door day and night, 24/7. So he's going to need us there to remind him, hey, we're still here. What can we do to help you? What can we do to get this cleaned up for you?
Exactly, exactly. One thing I'd like to bring to people's attention, and this is all on a local level throughout the whole state of Florida, there are three very, very dangerous organizations, and every county belongs, every county in the state of Florida belongs to the Florida Association of Counties. They work indirectly with programs and other organizations all connected to the United Nations. They are a chapter to the National Association of Counties, which is the only county organization that represents us in Washington. They are directly connected to the UN. They are for regionalism, land acquisitions, the UN treaties, everything. The other organization that is so, so bad, and that is the League of Cities. The National League of Cities, the chapter to them is the Florida League. They are directly also connected to the UN.
Yep.
Then we have ICMA. ICMA is the International City-County Association of Managers. Directly,
and my city manager is a member.
Yes. And directly connected to the UN, and then the Florida chapter, it's the Florida FCCMA, City County Managers Association. These three organizations, they use your direct tax dollar that is collected in your counties. And I cannot stress enough, they are to implement sustainable development and Agenda 21 at a local level. That is their job. They work with all these regional councils that are unconstitutional in the state of Florida. And they work with the sustainable developers, the regional planning councils, everything. We are infested in the state of Florida. And we have got to start standing up. We have started to get a little educated by listening to programs like this. If you have questions, don't be afraid to ask a question, even if you're not sure you know what you're talking about. We'll figure it out.
Right.
And we will help you in any way we can to give you information so that you can go and look it up on your own besides, so you know what we are saying is the truth.
Right. And that will give them enough ammo to go and ask their own questions in their own cities and counties. And just start out with some very basic questions like, are you a member of this? You know, why are you a member of this? You know, how many what are you paying into the Florida League of Cities? How many trips do you take to the National League of Cities? What kind of, what are they teaching you once you're there? Those are the questions. And then once you see those materials and you're seeing it with your own eyes, then you become a convert and you're going to start talking to your neighbors and saying, whoa, we need to be really looking at this and organizing ourselves.
Well, that's like the Florida Association of Counties. They just held and sponsored a meeting with Scott's people, regional councils, and the BP Horizon deep water oil spill, and determining on what type of plan they're going to do to coordinate it with the money and seeing what they're going to be getting. And one of the PowerPoints was that they're going to use some of the money was to do a statewide strategy for regionalism.
Wasn't that nice?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And Rick Scott is all on board with it because he just gave an early advancement of money. He gave $88 million to the Panhandle so they could do more land acquisitions over there.
And, you know,
wasn't
that's like the way you call it, land acquisitions, or they call it that, instead of
yeah.
land theft, just land theft. Okay, here's our program to steal more land from you. I mean, why don't they call
yeah.
it that? Oh, because you might wake up and say, hey, this isn't a good plan.
Yeah. But people have to realize as this land keeps coming off the tax roll, and we're going to be eventually just pushed into, like FEMA camps almost, is what it amounts to.
Well, the thing I was trying to impress on my city managers, or plant city councilors anyway, on Monday's meeting, I got up and made a couple of public comments. They were talking about acquiring another parcel of land, 300 acres, to build a fire station. And this will be number 5 for our city. And we have a city of 58,000 people, which I don't believe those are the right numbers, but those are the numbers they give you.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we've got, you know, another 300 acres taken out of private hands, but someone who's currently paying taxes on it. Now it's in public hands. Plus, we're going to get expensive building the fire station. Now we're going to buy this other land to close the gap along the river of land they want there. That, and that's taking, I think, 98 parcels off the tax rolls. So I'm looking at them, and I said, you know, you guys are just intriguing me. You know, you're shrinking your tax base down, but you're growing the government, and you come to the tipping point where you're no longer sustainable. You are no longer sustainable. So they're going to drive
and they can't,
into bankruptcy.
Yeah, they can't seem to grasp that. And I'm not sure about your area, what you exactly look like, but here where they're just starting strong in Taylor County, they're working on this downtown and they're taking all these grants. I mean, I even got up one evening and I said to them, apparently you people haven't gotten the memo. Our country is broke.
Yeah.
Well, if we don't take it, the next county will. I said, I see what you're saying. You're
uh-huh.
telling me that two wrongs make a right.
That's right.
They don't like it when I get up anymore.
No. Well, because
but they have no
common
sense.
They probably make them feel a little bit guilty, you know. They have to think about it. It's like, ooh, I'm not feeling so good about myself now. Hopefully, I don't know if that really happens.
Well, they have no common sense. I mean, that is the sad part. And in Taylor County, what brought this here, we have a 2060 vision plan. Please tell me, 50 years ago, could you say that we were going to have computers and the internet system? We were going to have cell phones. We were going to have flat screen TVs. We were going to have computer chips in our cars. And I can go on and on and on. They are putting the cart ahead of the horse. They have no idea, none whatsoever, what this world or this country is going to be like in 50 years.
But wait a minute, Neil. Let's think about this. Maybe these little evil geniuses have the plan all along. Remember, if they're going to take away our cars and they're going to stack us and pack us, and so they don't really plan on us really doing much in the future except living like serfs. So, you know, it's like, hey, wait a minute, this is the plan.
Yeah,
we want
true.
You to live like a little serf. We don't want you
but
to have
this
all this.
Yeah, this is the excuse they're using, and this is the excuse they're giving everyone, you know.
Yeah.
One thing I would like to say, because there's so much to be said, I had said to you earlier, before, Sherry, and I've told a few other people this, that we're going to go to meetings where they had planners coming or anybody talking about their comprehensive plans or vision plans for their area.
Right.
When you go to these meetings, these things are all set up.
That's right.
They have the end result before you ever get out of your car.
That's right.
But when you go into a meeting, they'll have a registered book, and they always like somebody to sign a paper or a book and say, oh, well, we just need your name that you attended the meeting, or never, ever sign it. They use that against you. They use that, and they put out and say, these are the people that back this. These are the people that support this. Don't sign anything. You don't have to. And it's important, very important.
Yeah, my city is really good for doing that, having these events and inviting the public in, you know, and doing the same thing. And all they're doing, and they'll give you these wonderful, hey, we want you to take this, be a part of this. We've got these boards up. Here's a little colored sticker. Stick the sticker where you think we should grow and what we should or shouldn't do. That's all bogus malarkey. Every bit of that is just what Neil said. Their outcome's already done. They already know what they want to do. They just want you to feel warm and fuzzy that you were a part of the process.
We should make up our own little stickers, and it should say, save property rights, and then go up and kind of pat somebody on the back.
Oh, that would be hysterical.
Oh, yeah. But people, like I said, they've got to get this election right. They've got to start waking up. And I wish they would look very seriously, like I said, at this one candidate, Adrian Wylie. His last name is Wylie. See what he stands for. You will be shocked how refreshing it is that someone cares about the people, the country, and what direction we are going in. This economy, the way it is not going to clear up or change. You're looking at least another 10 years of no jobs, and the cost of everything. Inflation is going to hit.
Yep, it already is. It already is.
Oh,
hitting.
Yeah, but it's going to get one heck of a worse. A
oh,
lot
yeah.
Worse.
Yeah. We're quickly getting there.
Oh, yeah. We haven't seen anything yet. I never thought I'd go into a grocery store and say to somebody shopping there, I'm looking at the price of meats, and I'll say, you know, doesn't pay to rob a bank anymore. You're better off to rob a grocery store.
Yeah, or a head of cattle, you know.
Yeah.
Go back to the days. Yeah, seriously. And then, you know, of course, with the weather, the climate change and all that's hitting, the food is going to become very, very expensive.
Oh, yeah. Well, look at the tens of thousands of cattle that
right.
died with that first big freeze out west.
Right.
And these ranchers now, they're losing their ranches, they're losing their homes because they lost their profit. It's gone.
That's right.
So now they can't pay their mortgages. And then that's lost food that is going to make everything go up, and we're going to see it before too long.
Oh, absolutely. I think you're already seeing it here. I've noticed the prices are going up pretty quick, and I think it's almost like they hear it on the news themselves and jack it up to make a nice little profit on the way.
Well, I've been eating venison meat, so I don't, and catfish. And I would suggest people start doing the same thing.
Yeah, that sounds like a healthy diet.
And it's good. I mean, it's really good. I have a friend that actually shoots and eats squirrels.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not into that myself because, you know, that kind of bothered me a little bit. But they told me, they said, you wouldn't believe how good it is. Now, isn't
yeah,
that something?
I watched a segment on Duck Dynasty one time, and that's what they were having, some squirrel stew.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be really good.
It looks a little nasty, but they said it was yummy.
Yeah. Well, we just might see that coming, and if people think we're nuts by saying that, I think they're going to be very, very surprised because we cannot keep going in the direction that we're going. Something's got to give. I mean, the stock market, how they're at, where they're at, is only because the Federal Reserve is putting out $85 billion a month. And I want to know why that $85 billion they're putting out a month never shows up on the debt. Think about that.
Yeah.
What, are they just blowing it off in thin air or something?
Well, isn't that pretty much how they're printing it, too?
Yeah. But, I mean, it makes no sense. You can't do business like this. You try and run your home like that.
It's not sustainable.
No?
No. I'm sitting here thinking about all the different people that are running for office, the ones that aren't heard of. Adrie Wiley for governor. Karen Schoen's running for an area. Tony Caso, another area. There's a lot of really good people that are going to be coming up and running that no one's heard from, and because they're not a part of the big R&D movement. So they have a distinct disadvantage in trying to get their message out. We will be having all of them on our show, and when we do, I think we're going to post it. It'll be on a couple of different websites a little bit before the show comes on, a couple days before. So hopefully people will call in and be able to talk to the candidate themselves and ask their own questions and hear it, their answers from them, instead of Neil and I doing it all. That, you know, we want participants to call in and ask their own questions.
And also get on the internet and different candidates that are running. There's a ton of YouTubes out there where they're speaking at meetings.
Doesn't Adrian have some?
Yeah. And you can see, because they take questions right there at the town halls, and get a close-up view of what they stand for, what they're saying, and it helps you to make a decision also.
Yeah, because sometimes it's much nicer to go ahead and sit back in the luxury of your own home and pop up YouTube and get to watch it and maybe watch it a couple times in case you miss something.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's really nice to be able to have the opportunity to ask them your own questions. You can get to call in and talk to them.
Well, I know there's, and I don't know who they are yet, I can't remember the names of them because it just came up, that are running for Attorney General for Pam Bundy's office. Now, people have got to stop and think. Pam Bundy is not for the Second Amendment.
No.
She has come out because...
How can you be that? How can you be an attorney general and not support the Constitution?
I know. She took an oath, didn't she?
That's what I don't
They all did.
Yes. How does that work?
I don't know. But I have a gun-carrying permit, and she has made the statement that people that carry guns, she considers them terrorists. Now, I'm sorry.
I think she really needs to expound on that one. She needs to really explain herself, because I'd like to know where she's coming from with that kind of comment.
Well, she has a real problem with different things that she's involved in, too. I mean, she's all for these land acquisitions. She sits on the board with Rick Scott, Jeff Atwater, Adam Putnam, the Department of Environmental Protection, the Florida Fish and Wildlife, and they all sit on this board. It's called the Acquisition and Restoration Council, and they work directly with Florida Forever. How convenient. But keep in mind, come 2014, there are going to be some very, very dangerous amendments on this next ballot. One of them, right off the top of my head, Florida Forever is trying to get a constitutional amendment that will give them $10.5 billion, that's with a B, billion dollars, to buy more land. And they already own a third of Florida.
You know, that's when people should really, you know, that's really, that takes your breath away when you think of the scope of that.
And oh, yeah, and
that, I don't, you know, when you're flying over Florida and you look down and you see the Everglades and all that, and you realize, you know, hasn't that been called a United Nations zone?
Yeah, the United Nations controls the Everglades, and how they do that is because our Congress passed an act, it was called the Heritage Act, and anything that comes under heritage, monuments, national parks, anything like this, it's been given to the United Nations. But
now, why didn't people get in an uproar over that? Why didn't people just say, wait a minute?
That was one of those things that got passed that you never heard much about. Never heard much about it. But the thing of it is, stop and think, they have all full control over this, but at the same time, it is our tax dollars that takes care of it, that
right.
keeps up the maintenance.
Now,
that's
that
like the national park.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
No, we're paying for all of it, but they have all the say-so.
Yeah, that's
We've
crazy.
Got the $100 million bridge to nowhere down in the Everglades. That thing's still sitting there. They built this bridge so that they wouldn't have to use the road there anymore because of the tall grasses. They want to preserve the tall grasses. I know what I'd like to do to the tall grasses.
Oh, it's just amazing.
But that's another show.
Yeah, one that's off the air.
Well, you know what it amounts to? All this environmental stuff. I believe in environment, you know, to do the best thing. And I was always raised that whatever you have, you take care of it so that it lasts, okay? But to sacrifice human rights for a plant or a bug, I don't even want to go there, all right? I don't want to do it. There was many people that I know that have lost property down way down south in Florida, and they were told, and there was nothing on record ever from day one of the document, that they had a certain type of plant or tree, or they even said, well, it was wetlands. Well, from the very existence of this property, it was never put down with any of that information ever. And they went in there and pushed these people off their property. The Department of Environmental Protection in Florida. I mean, it was unbelievable. Unbelievable. These people tried to fight to get it into court, and with the EPA and everything, they just prolong it and prolong it until they are so drained they don't have a dollar left. Nothing.
Well, you know what interests me, though, is all of this propaganda that we get about, well, we have to buy this land. Because, you know, it's all being so built up, and we've got to have, you know, green areas and everything. But then the percentage of the United States that actually has structure on it is 7% of the land is built up, 7%. That's a huge percentage where there's nothing.
Oh,
so why
yeah.
do we have this rabid approach that we've got to buy up all this land to preserve it for future generations? That's just a lie.
Because who owns the land and
right.
who controls the land and the water controls the food supply, and that controls the people.
That's right. And that's what people have to understand. Don't get fooled by the words, folks. You need to pay attention to what the real motive is. And it's anything but what they're saying it is.
Well, that's just like I can't remember the representative's name because this is going back quite a while, from New York, but at the same time he introduced Nancy Pelosi, and she got up and spoke, and they spoke on United Nations Agenda 21, trying to pass it. I still have the videotape of it.
Oh, we need to play that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you'd never hard. It's hard. You can see who it is. You know who she is, but she's
oh, yeah.
a lot younger. You know. Oh yeah, and she says Agenda 21, She says sustainable development and the environment and how important it is that we get this passed. I mean, thank goodness at the time it didn't, but...
She just incriminated herself, didn't she, for a future...
Down
the road, yeah.
I took that videotape and I emailed it to all my commissioners.
Did they even care?
I've never heard a word from them.
Yeah.
And the articles that I've written and stuff like that, I send them those too. And I send them all a Christmas card with the American flag going into the UN flag, and it says on the front, which will it be? And when you open up the card, it talks about preserving our God-given rights and our Constitution for the future generations, which included our children and grandchildren. I never heard a word back on that either.
Yeah.
I just keep needling.
Sending them, might as well send them information and...
Yeah, because I'm going to be so happy one day, and it is coming because we're doing a lot looking into this, where we can actually be able to have them served with papers for misprision of treason.
Yes.
And when that day comes, I want to be up speaking to them and make arrangements with the server so that he comes in and gives it to them when they're all at that meeting.
Perfect timing.
Because I'm going to take some pictures of jaws dropping to the table.
Yeah, because they really won't see it coming.
Mm-mm.
They're so arrogant. They think they have everything locked up and that people that talk the way you and I are speaking are pretty much out in left field. They don't realize we're not out in left field at all. We are the actual common sense people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, in our plan here in Taylor County, just to let the listeners know, this was brought in by Foley Timber and Land here. They own almost 600,000 acres. They're the largest landowner in this area. And, in fact, they're up on the 10 largest landowners in the state of Florida. And Bo Taft, the CEO out there, the owner of this property is Howard Leach. He's a former UN ambassador, lives in California, and has been doing sustainable development out there for decades. And we all see what's happening to California. And he sits on these U.S. Green Building Council. He sits on with the board of ICLEI, UNESCO, all of them. And he's the one that brought this plan here. He hired Miller and Sellen, the planners out of Orlando. And they are a huge organization. They go global, in fact. And on their board down there sits a lady that also sits on the board of ICLEI, which is the right arm of the United Nations for Agenda 21. And Henry Kissinger, everybody I know, a lot of people have heard of him. He's a former ambassador. He's not even a citizen of the United States. And he is a supporter of our plan here. Also, Landgren, he is a co-founder of Home Depot, and he does sustainable development globally. He is a supporter of our plan here also. So these people, and when you really start looking in, when you start connecting the dots and following the money, it doesn't take much.
Yeah, it doesn't take long to figure out the players.
No. Very, very sad. Very, very sad to think that our men and women, they have fought for this country, mm-hmm. and this is what they're getting for it. And look at how they're being treated today. Why anyone would want to join the military for this country is beyond me now. It is beyond me. I don't think Obama has any intention of bringing these boys home from Afghanistan. I really don't.
I don't either.
I know I got into a conversation not too long ago with some people talking about the military, and one of the military guys spoke up and he said, do you ever stop and think how many Democrats join the military and how many conservatives do? He said there's a huge difference.
Hmm.
That's interesting, isn't it?
That is.
Mm-hmm. But our military people, I can honestly say, I have talked to many of them across the country, and they do have a plan, and it ain't pretty. If this all comes to pass, they're going to pay. Let's put it that way. They're going to pay.
Now, is anyone talking or has anyone seen on the news anything, and I know I haven't on the news, anything about the rally in Washington, D.C. on May 16th? Is anyone talking?
It has
talking
been, no, it's been quiet. It's
yeah,
been
I
really
haven't.
Quiet.
And
I feel very uncomfortable about it. I don't know how you feel, Sherry, but...
Well, I'm afraid some people may be being set up.
Uh-huh. I thought the same thing, too.
And then I heard that recently another ex-military man just signed up to go. So, but I keep waiting to hear something, you know, on the mainstream media on any of this, and I don't. They're certainly
no.
covering all the marijuana, you know, that's legalized now. They're covering those stories, but...
Oh, that's going to be brought up in our session in 2014, I've heard. And I thought to myself, oh, gee, that's just what we need. We've got so many people now that
on
don't
pills.
Know what they're doing.
Yeah, we're pretty much the pill capital, aren't we, Florida?
Right. I mean, their brain's already fried from the sun down here.
Yeah, so you might as well, you know, between pills and and cataracts, they can't see anyway. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, but you know the bad part of it? I mean, I don't know, so I can't say how much it does help some people that really do need it, that are really, you know, have some problems like cancer and different things like that.
So
granted, they need all the help they can get, but what
yeah,
I'm afraid of...
What I was going to say is, can't you get medical marijuana in a pill? I mean, isn't that legal? I mean, I thought the medical marijuana stuff was legal.
Not in
the
state of Florida.
Is it not legal in Florida? I don't know.
No,
I know that it's definitely
no.
legal in California. They have medical
yeah,
marijuana.
Yeah, it's not yet, but they're supposed to be taking it up. But see, the problem is there's so many people out there. You pretty much get something what you want. There's some people, they know the system. They work the system. And these are the same people that aren't responsible. They have children at home, and I worry about the children.
Oh, absolutely. You worry about them spending money on that instead of food for the table, and then being high all the time, and the kids are getting no care at all. Yeah.
And not only that, but having the kids get into it.
Oh, absolutely. Or in just the secondhand smoke, even if they don't get into it.
Exactly.
You know, getting that second contact high. Yeah.
But it's a scary thing. And there again, though, if they pass it, and like other states have passed it, just a few, but there again, it's like everything else they do, they make something, shove it through, and there's no oversight to it. It's just out there in limbo, and it's never given another thought.
Yep, just another thing to add to the rolls, and maybe... They're hoping for a real tax boom by legalizing it. Who knows? Another source of revenue.
Well, Rick Scott right now, he wants this office really bad because he's having a little bit of a turnaround. It doesn't impress me one bit because you already showed me your true colors.
That's right.
But he has come out and he's going to say that they are going to do cursive writing here. Well, for years and years,
yeah, I saw
some
that.
Of the schools haven't been teaching it. I know a 16-year-old that can't read it or write it. I mean, that's sad.
That's beyond sad. That's scary.
Yeah, because there again, you
then
can't read.
Basically, that's a form of being, you know, a functional illiterate. I mean, that's a huge gap in your ability, I would imagine, to be, even perform a job.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's going to limit you. You know, they say, well, you're going to be on a computer and all this. Oh, that's great. So what happens when the computer goes down?
And legal contracts. What happens when you have somebody's legal signature? That's cursive.
Yeah. I guess you're supposed to print it or something. Then they'll probably saying, well, you'll need a chip installed in you.
Oh, absolutely. Or the tattoo.
Or they need your fingerprints. You know.
Or the neat little tattoo that'll track you everywhere.
Yeah, you know.
Google has that one. It's really pretty.
Well, I got a tattoo, too, but I ain't showing nobody. That was my young and dumb days. But, you know, people have got to, really, they've got to get serious. These are serious times. We have serious problems. And we don't have anyone in office anymore that is being serious about it. It's all about their wallets and their careers.
Every single one of them. Every single one of them. It's all about the money and then
mm-hmm.
their next election. And I'm thinking, what next election? You know, whatever happened to that? Whatever happened to you getting in, do a job, and just get the heck out and go back home?
That's what it was supposed to be. It's not supposed to be a career. It's just not. And just like my congressman, I'm not voting for him because of the way he voted. I'll vote for the other side, and I don't even know who's running. Because I'll do anything just to show him he doesn't deserve to be in office.
Unfortunately, I've done that in the past myself. Instead of voting for someone.
It's really sad that you have to.
I voted against someone instead of for someone. And that shouldn't be. We shouldn't have to be in that position because I consider my vote a very sacred thing. I really do. And I take a lot of responsibility. I give a lot of thought. I really agonize over it. And then to have to go, and there you are, you know, in the confines by yourself, looking at that sheet, and you're thinking there's not one person on here that I think has anything, so I'm going to vote against the worst candidate. That's
terrible.
Isn't
that something? Well, there's only two candidates now that I'm going to vote for come 2014. And then, of course, I'll do the amendments. Now, if people want to know more about the amendments as they come up and as we get information, there are a couple of constitutional attorneys that every year they work on this along with the 10th Amendment group.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get all that information from the 10th Amendment group. And we will be putting it up on websites also. So they can go to it. Because they write these it's so misleading, you don't really know if you should vote yes or no because of the way you're reading it.
And that's
but they do that intentionally.
Right. It's called circular logic. And they do it on purpose to confuse you.
Yeah. And this one with Florida Forever getting all that money, and now they're getting money from the BP oil spill. They get money from the budget that Rick Scott gives them. And also now they're going, and they've been getting money from the dock stamps. Now,
talk about that. I mean, that makes me so angry.
Yeah, that was developed, I believe, if I can remember this correctly, don't hold me to it, but I think it is 1931 that the state of Florida created that. And it was created for the poor and the elderly. And they've been stealing from that like they do our Social Security.
So the dock stamp originally was intended to be a little portion of money that was put aside for the poor and elderly.
Yes.
To benefit them. So instead of that happening, we get our little sticky fingers in it and steal from it.
Yeah. And Florida Forever has really got their hands into that one, the environmental group. And it is so wrong, and it's being allowed to happen.
I wonder if there's a way, seeing how it was set up that way originally, Neil, I wonder if there's a way to go back through it and sue.
Florida.
I think they've actually made amendments to it.
Oh, so they can do it
you
legally.
You see what I'm
they
saying?
Can,
yeah.
They can legally steal from it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then we can't do anything about that then, except change the law again.
Well, see, unfortunately, our legislators in Tallahassee, many things have been passed and many things go on the ballot, and they are unconstitutional, but yet they are in the Florida statutes.
Mm.
Isn't that a joke or what?
Well, that's why we need someone like a Chris Ann Hall or a Larry Klayman, someone who is a constitutional attorney, go through it all, and then just start with the pen, marking through it, and say, these are the things we need to get rid of.
Yeah.
And then when you get someone in like an Adrian Wiley, start tackling them. You know, take them on one at a time and get
yeah.
rid of them.
Well, one thing he did say to me, because I have talked to him, it was right after he decided to run. And he said to me, he says, one thing he said, I can speak and promise. He said, any bill that comes to my desk, he said, when I look at it and go over it, my first question, is it constitutional by our U.S. Constitution?
That should be everyone's first
yep.
thought. Because
and he said, if it's not...
Easier, doesn't it make your whole life easier? Once you do that, is it with it or against it? And then, boom, into circular file 13, throw it away. And then
yep.
the next one. I mean, it would make life so easy.
Well, there is a bill up now coming up that they're trying to get passed. Senator Evers over in the Panhandle did this. It's Senate Bill, I believe it's 480. And what this is, it's going to be like a constitutional committee. It will be made up of constitutional attorneys. No legislators, no senators, no nothing else. And if there's any question on a bill and the legality of it being constitutional, it goes before this committee, and they say whether it is or not, and if it's not, it doesn't go any further.
Perfect.
And we need that desperately.
Gee, we need that in Washington, too.
Oh.
Yeah, I think every state should adopt something like that, and just... Let's start cleaning house. And if that's one way to do it, by God, let's employ every avenue we have to start cleaning things up.
Yeah. I mean, I work heavy on Washington, too, but I have such a concern for our state of Florida because, like
oh,
I
yeah.
said, that we are losing it. All these jobs that you're hearing that Scott is supposedly creating, he has created some. I won't take that away from him. But it is nothing to what they are putting out there. And they're part-time jobs. They're low-wage jobs. And he's bringing in so many foreign jobs, like he's bringing in a, I think it's from, I want to say Germany. I can't remember. It's a great big mill that he's bringing in. And it's going to be over by Lake City, that area over and near. Well, I found out that by that mill going in over there, this high-tech mill that's coming in, it's going to put the mill that we have over
out
here in
business.
Taylor County out of business.
Yeah, that makes sense. No, it's logical. I mean,
yep.
that's what we're doing. We're unemploying Americans all over the place.
Yep.
And like
and
you
then,
said, you know, they're bringing in industry, but they're bringing their own workforce with them. There's nothing there for us.
No. And then we fought this light rail train 2 years ago or so. So hard we fought on that. And Scott finally gave in and he says, well, I don't want to take any grant money on this, so I'm not doing it. So, of course, Disneyland, you know, Disneyland, their Agenda 21 big time. And all they care about is money. See, money, that's the name of the game, period. And they want this light rail along with some big other corporations down there. So they got Scott and his Florida Enterprise, and they went over, I believe it was Germany, and he signed a contract with them to come over here and do the light rail. I don't remember how much we had to put up. But then what they're doing is they're coming over here. It's a 10-year contract. they will be setting everything up using their own material, bringing in their own workers and everything and running it for 10 years, and then they're going to turn around and dump it in our laps. Well, I have several questions. Number one, when this is done and people are paying to ride on that, where's that money going? Is it going to this German company?
Right.
Another problem I have with it, when it gets dumped in our lap, it makes me think of Amtrak. And we are paying billions to keep Amtrak still running, just like the U.S. Post Office. We pay billions for the U.S. Post Office. I mean, that isn't going to work. Then we've got Common Core, which in the next 2 years is going to run out of money in our schools.
You know, this is what amazes me, how we can sign on to these programs and then not have any money for them.
No. What, and they're boosting, the biggest joke of all, Sherry, they're boosting that these greenways are bringing in billions of dollars because of tourism and everything else.
Oh, don't even get me started on that one.
No, but if it is, then why did we have the largest debt in history in the state of Florida? Why are we taking $30 million from the Chinese to do charter schools here?
Right.
Why are we bringing in foreign investors to do our infrastructures if we are making so much money off of these greenways and tourism? I mean, they're contradicting themselves.
Well, not only that, when they do that, that's when you want to call them on it and say, okay, so where's the money? Where did all this money go? What have you done with it?
Well, if Sally is still listening, I hope she is. I sent her an information, and I don't know if she got to see it, but the Interstate 4 downtown Orlando area, they want to redo this. And I forgot how many billions it's going to cost, but it actually came down to just over $95 million a mile.
Oh, my God.
Yep, I'm here.
I thought I'd wake her up.
Do we want? Oh, yeah. You guys were just going on. I said, I'm just going to stay out of the way, but you said that. And you know what? You should have seen my emails about the Orlando Orange County Expressway Authority and this moron they're putting on there, appointing Stephen Precourt, who's, you know, he just really couldn't decide if he was going to take this $200,000 cushy job where he happens to also still have an interest in a construction or engineering company or whatever it is. It's like, oh, my God, the culture of corruption. And on that note, and then I'll back out and let you guys finish. I have submitted, I requested a meeting with Senator Darren Soto and Jose Diaz, Representative Jose Diaz, to talk about the fact we need citizen oversight boards on all of these expressway authorities. These are all that quasi-governmental crap I was talking about earlier, where these people are appointed by Governor Scott, and they can do whatever they want. They're not accountable to us. And it was Governor Scott who put Scott Batterson on this board, and Scott Batterson voted for the Schuylkill Parkway because he had a financial interest in it. And when Scott was asked about this conflict of interest, he said, well, I'm sure he'll do the right thing. If he had any hair, it would fall out. But since he doesn't have any hair left, you know, he can't even do that anymore. It's like, oh, my God. And you know, a while back, and I believe, Neil, you were an active participant. We had that meeting of the top 10 reasons not to reelect Governor Rick Scott. And we probably need to have another one of those, too. But everything to do with this transportation. And a few years back, I had drafted up the Florida Freeway Act so that they could not go and build more tax roads, because that's what they are, tax roads, without putting it on a public referendum. But, you know, the candidates there, they could see that people were pissed off about these toll roads and toll taxes and everything else, but they're too scared because of their campaign contributions. So trying to get somebody who will actually do what we need versus playing all these silly games. You know, we can only have we just have to keep saying a prayer. And, you know, Adrian Wiley, everything I've heard and seen about him so far, I really like him. He seems like the real deal. And right now, there's no way I would vote for Rick Scott again. And, you know, the stupidity of this idiotic GOP party, which just goes to show
you
nothing but a bunch of progressive liberals. That they, if they want to back up these kind of people, they're the ones killing the GOP party. And I'm telling everybody out there, and I've said it on other shows, if you're a true conservative, you can't truly belong to the Republican Party and feel good about it. You must feel slimy if you're in it. And it's time to go move to the other party, the Libertarian Party, which is not as far extreme as it used to be, where they didn't want any kind of government. And the way I see it, the Libertarian Party today has truly replaced what the GOP used to be. And so go move to a real party that you can believe in, you know?
That's right.
I mean,
no, I'm 100% with you, girl. Because I don't see them as being nearly as extreme. There might be a couple of things that bricks in there that I'm not that fond of, but compared to the other two parties, are you kidding me? I feel much better, much more at home with the Libertarians, where I can actually breathe and be, you know, proud of the people that I'm standing next to.
Right.
Well, Sally, did
exactly.
you know that Rick Scott's been doing deals? I think I sent you stuff on this, though, but I'll let the listeners know about this. He's been doing deals behind closed doors on these tollways because he wants to do new tollways in his whole state. And these tollways will end up linking up these rural settlements and eco-villages and everything else that are being put into play where they confined everybody to high-density city living. And he couldn't get support for it, so what he did, he used Florida Enterprise and his workforce and sent some people out to approach large landowners. Now, we're talking Plum Creek timber. We're talking Foley timber and land. And they got behind him, and they're supporting him on all of this now. Isn't that nice?
You know, the other thing that happened, and this was, you know, between Scott and his DOT secretary up there, and I don't even like to say the name. They, you know, they're coming up with this master plan that any new highway that's built in Florida is going to be a toll road, and they're going to have all these public-private partnerships, and people have to understand what public-private partnerships mean. That is a collusion of government and the private sector.
That's called fascism.
Exactly. That's what it is. And the other aspect of this, it's almost all foreign corporations that are owning our infrastructure. Doesn't that make you feel warm and fuzzy to know that the foreigners, China, communist China, or whoever? What's that?
Yeah, it makes me feel really safe.
Yes, it does. They're doing this stuff. And the other part, and I somebody told me that they, and I don't know whether maybe it was Neil that said it, but I thought somebody told me they played a game with our Constitution, state Constitution, because it's unconstitutional for the government to be in business as a partnership with any private entity, and that's what these toll roads are. Toll roads
that's
are
right.
the
Yes, it is. It is.
That is. They're playing fast and loose with the language. And, you know, until we can just get our little acts together and start filing lawsuits, do something to get their attention and make them realize, wait, somebody's paying attention here. They're calling us on our crap. But I think that's what it's going to take.
And we do this, because I totally agree with that, but there's two parts that have to happen on that, is we have to have massive people, not the Americans, who aren't too scared to actually sign the dotted line and take action. You know, I mean, if you go to court with, you know, several thousand people protesting this stuff, it's a little bit harder for them to try to just ignore you and say you don't have standing and all this other garbage they do. And if you get a few people in there, then the court can just laugh at you and say, well, you know, wait a minute, I got to get elected too next time around.
No, you're absolutely right. I didn't know if you guys knew, and I don't know the outcome of it, but today in Manatee County, there was a court case done by Don Baldoff. Remember Don, Neil?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I do.
So do you want to tell her a little bit about what his story is and what he
You do it because you know you can do more detail than I can.
Okay. Well, this is a gentleman that owns his own company. His name is Don Baldoff, and he is a company of one. He is the only employee in his company. And because of that, because he's an LLC, he had to file for unemployment insurance. He had to pay that on himself. So he did.
but the government went in and took more money from him. And he said, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. I'm the only employee. You didn't need to come in and get more money. Not only did you not need to get more money, you never even asked for approval before you took the money. That's theft. So he was challenging them. So he's made this, and his brief is about 157 pages long of the people that he approached to help him with this resolution. One of them was Pam Bondi, one was Rick Scott, and he got nowhere. So today, in Manatee County, he went before a judge. Now, the whole purpose of him going to court is to request a trial by jury. He did not want to be in a courtroom with just a judge. He wanted a group of people, his peers, in there to hear him plead his case. Now, as of right now, I still don't know the outcome of that, but that was today. And
that's
all
his legal
he was asking
right.
for, a trial by jury of his peers. That's all he wanted. Now, does that sound unreasonable in America to have a trial by jury of your peers?
What a concept.
Thank you.
But they took quite a bit of money out of his account. And like
yes.
Sherry said, he didn't, they never notified him. He didn't even know it was happening.
No. And because he is self-employed, you know, the one-man band, in that account was what he had to pay himself to live on because he has to pay for the business expenses and then he had to write himself a check for his pay. Well, he didn't have any money left for his pay. So it's like he had to scramble so he could make his house payment and all the other stuff. But they didn't care about that.
No, they don't.
And this is
they
your
really
IRS.
Don't.
This is your Obamacare coming to work for you.
This is the IRS that did that to them. So if
right.
they're doing that, can you imagine what is going to be in store?
That's right. Oh, another interesting story. My sister has worked her entire life. She's an RN. So she's never had a gap. She's always had a job. She did transfer from one hospital to another, however, and the HR department kind of let something fall through the cracks. Now, she'd always been employed. She went directly from one job to another job just with a different facility and a different hospital association. But the HR person neglected to sign her up for her health care, right? She gets a letter in the mail fining her a couple of $1,000s. For not having signed up. She calls them up and says, wait a minute, I have always had a job. I have been signed up. I can't believe you guys are doing this to me. She talks them down to like $2 or something for the charge. But you know what that charge is? That $2 and some odd cents she has to pay every month for the fine is until she dies.
Oh,
it goes on
goodness.
In perpetuity. So that's kind of like you and I getting a speeding ticket and we pay the fine, but we have to pay that same fine every month. That's what she's doing. That's the law. That is the law. How many people even realize this? What kind of law is that we pass?
What kind of America is it that we have nowadays? And that's really what people
Thanks.
Have to understand, you know?
Exactly.
Can you carry on for just a couple of minutes? I've got to let a dog out.
Yeah.
Well, we're actually down to the last few minutes. We've got about 10 minutes left here, so you only got 2 minutes.
That's right.
Oh, okay, no problem. I guess
because
she's on LASIK, so I have to watch her.
Sally, I just want to thank you so much because I totally understand the technical glitches, and you're such a brave soul. And I listened to you, and you were so good the whole time. And I was sitting there, and I was trying not to bust out laughing because it's not funny, but it is. I mean, talk about under the gun and the pressure that you felt, but you did such a great job, and I cannot thank you enough because there's nothing scarier
double.
Than that when you're supposed to go on the air and there's nobody home. It's like,
well, it's like I see them, but I can't get to them, and the chat
right,
room is still
right,
a little bit messed
saying.
Up for the night, but we'll get over that next time. And so those of you who were in the chat room, if you were typing away, I couldn't see it, so I don't know what was happening out there, but... But we won't have these glitches every time. What can you say, you know?
Well, no, we got it off on the first one, so that's the perfect thing. Get it over with. You
yeah,
know, it'll
exactly.
never happen because we already did it. We bit the bullet. We got it over with. Done. On to the next story.
So
yeah,
we'll start getting people on some of the candidates and people that are listening. If they have any questions, they can definitely ask the candidate. This is what it's all about.
Yeah, next week we're going to have a candidate on who is running in Sarasota for the school board, and his name is Dick Page. Neil and I had him on a show, and unfortunately it was a night of many, many glitches. So I invited Dick back on so he can continue on. He had a great conversation about Common Core and some of the ways that he's going to approach his job if he's voted in as a school board member. And I really kind of like the approach that he's going to have. So I think everybody's going to be interested in that. We are going to have other people besides candidates just kind of filling us in. So it gives us more ammunition, more information. So we'll have questions for our candidates. And one of those is Field Searcy. I met Field through The Blaze. I read an article in The Blaze, and I was so impressed with him that I gave him a phone call, and he lives in Georgia. And he has a website now calling Repeal Regionalism. So he's fighting regionalism in Georgia, and he's done an amazing job. He started out with one project, segued into another. So he's going to be very, very interesting. And then, like I said, we're going to have Adrienne Whaley on, Karen Schoen, Tony Caso, and many, many others that are currently running for office that will make a real change in 2014 in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the best way for people to get in touch with you guys if they either want to ask you questions or want to submit either questions for the candidates, whatever, that kind of stuff?
Well, you know what? I think the best way, and I don't know if Neil wants to give out her information, but, you know, you can go ahead and send me an email, and it would be my name, Sherry, without the E, Smart, without the A. So it's Sherry Smart, without the vowels, at yahoo.com. And in the comment line, so that I know what the email is referring to, is I would put Smart Talk, and then I'd know, okay, this is a question for the radio show. And this is something that, you know, I might want to go ahead and look at and get these folks on the air with their questions.
Right. And as far as mine, I have no problem in giving out all my information. I don't know if that comes to
you,
Sally.
You have a tattoo, okay? So we know you don't mind giving out your information.
Well, that's when I used to ride my Harley, you know what I mean?
Oh, the things we learn here on talk radio.
But it was all good fun. It wasn't like it is today, I can tell you that. My email is Snooki. It's Snooki 3180 at gmail.com. So that makes me the original Snooki since I'm 68 years old.
Way ahead of your time, girl. Way ahead of your time.
I know. But I rode my Harley from Chicago to Key West in January in snow. And I don't know too many men that did that. I didn't know any women that have ever done it.
And then tell everybody how your butt felt at the end of the ride.
Oh. It was black and blue, and I am not kidding. I mean, I had to pull up at the state Florida line driving down here, and every guys kept saying, come on, Neil, come on, we're going to go get a break. And I said, I'll be there. And they went in, and it took me forever to get off that bike. I literally had to tear my behind off that seat. It hurt. I was stuck to it.
You have some pretty skin on that seat, girl.
But I'd do it again. It was fun. It was fun. I loved it. I had my cigarette lighter built into the front of it, and I'd go by these guys, and I'd be smoking a cigarette, and they'd want one so bad.
So, you know, Michelle Obama wouldn't approve of you. You're a smoker.
Yeah, well, I don't approve of her either. I'm not into Marxism.
Okay, well, we are down to 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Any last words of wisdom before we hit the button for the night?
Yeah, a phrase I always use on all the articles I write, and let me quote this to you. It's short and sweet. It's life without knowledge is death in disguise. How true is that?
It is so true.
Yeah.
And my parting words would be, let's all say a prayer for our nation. And just continue that and put God first in everything and make him the focus, and then everything else will fall into place.
Amen.
Yeah, because without him, we're not going to get out of this.
You can't do it without him, folks.
No,
I can't. We need to give him all the attention, the praise, because without him, we're nowhere.
And I'll tell you, George Washington, I think, understood that more than any of the other founding fathers we had. He really did.
You know, I don't know how many people know this, but George Washington actually made his own Bible. He cut out every part of the Bible that was just Jesus talking. You know, in some Bibles it's always in the red print that Jesus is speaking, so you know. He cut all that out, pasted it into another book, and carried it with him. It was on his body at all times.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Incredible.
He
very much believed in religion and that it truly guided our attitude and our behavior towards one another. And you can't have a free society if you don't have a moral society. It's really that.
No, and here our Congress takes his day away and makes it Presidential Day. Well, there's a whole lot of presidents I don't celebrate, okay?
It's part of weeding out the religion, you know? Weed it out.
It's getting rid of history.
Thank God for people like Sally and Neil that are, you know, we're like our own little new revolutionaries. And it kind of made me laugh, Sally, at the beginning of the evening, you know, when we were having technical glitches. And I was thinking about those guys back in the day, you know. They were doing the same thing. Imagine their little technical glitches with a horse that went lame or something when they're trying to get the message out. It just kind of brought that whole feeling to me that this is kind of fun. You know, there's difficulties. It seems kind of klutzy, but I would not be any place else than with two more wonderful people than you. So thank you both.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank
too.
You. And I am really looking forward to doing this and getting the right information. There's no excuse for not being an informed voter, people. There really is no excuse. Make sure you know, let other people know. We're going to have a candidates here. We're going to get into the nitty-gritty. As you know, we have no commercials here on American Statesman Blog Talk Radio. And this is pure grassroots. I get no money or funding from anybody on this. This is just
neither
about
do we.
People talking. Exactly. That's exactly it. You know, when you put the money aside, you can really do the right thing. These people who are driven by this money out there, greed is truly the root of all evil when we see it across the society. So our country has been corrupted. It's a cancer throughout the society. And we better clean it up or we're not going to survive.
That's right.
So,
and there will
okay.
be nothing left. Future generations. So thank you so much, both of you.
You too,
thank
all
you.
Of you. God bless you and God bless America.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Keep tuned in, people, and we will talk to you next week. God bless America. Thank you for tuning in.